Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Tazmiyah writes, "Lefisha b'seder habriya ha'adam hu achrei, k'moichin teirosa k'suva achrei." Now, that the seder habriya adam is achrei. So the Medrash explains, a part of it's also in the sugya in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches. Zocha, the mensch is zeiche, harehu kaidim l'maisa breishis. Despite the fact that he was created at the end, if he's zeiche, b'etzem he preceded maisa breishis. Loi zocha, if he's not zeiche, yitush kodmecha. Even the most lowly creature, a mosquito or something like that, was also created before you. Now, that's also chashav within you. The hesber of that chazal is that the world was created, the tachlis, the seif maise, the machshava tchila of the bria was, the machshava tchila was for the mensch, for Bishvil Yisrael, shenikru reishis, like Rashi tells us in Parshas Bereishis. The Adam is tachlis abria. Memela, if he zeiche, if he fulfills that for which the Adam was nivra, if he is mekayim the tachlis, if he's mekayim the tachlis of the bria, al yedeidet he's heilich bedarke Hashem, so then he's kaidim lemaisa breishis. It's mesiaches teshtel tzuteret machshava tchila of before maisa breishis. There was a machshava to create the Adam. Then the entire maisa breishis was created for the Adam. But if he's not zeiche dehaino, if he's not heilich bedarke Hashem, and he gets involved and sinks into the abyss of the Olam HaChomri, so then, in terms of the Olam HaChomri, in the physical bria of the world, he's last. Everybody's ahead. Everybody's on top of him on the totem pole. So then he's achre. So if it's mibchina ruchnis, and he's mekayim is tachlis, so then he's first. He's kaidim l'maisa b'reishis. That's the machshava tchila. Machshava tchila was in this guy. If not, and you're shakua and da'ilam hagashmi, and we're judging it purely in physical terms, if we're judging it purely in physical terms, everybody's older than Adam. Everything in the Bria was created before the mensch. That's lechayer and etaych and that chazal. Now, if we just take that bepashtus without adding hesber, it's a little bit difficult to understand that which Rashi says, that just like in the Seder HaBria, Adam hu achrein, this hesber that we said, that has to do with the Seder HaBriya. It was the Machshava Tchila was to create the person. So then it's before the Briya, Lifnei HaBriya. If not, it's at the end, because in terms of the physical world, Adam was Nivra last. That's all good. What does that have to do with Teirasai, that the Torah of the Nivroim had to be before the Torah of the Mensch? What is that? What's the hesber in that? So the Maral in Gur Aryeh comes to be Masber that. And he says, V'yesh Loimar, the gam teirosan, eich yiyu misnagim, even the teirosan of the bria, eich yiyu misnagim, how they will conduct themselves, what the rules that govern the behavior of the nivroim, hu davar doime lebria. That's a chelik of the etzem bria. K'moshe habria hu tikunam, just like the bria is the tikun, the bria is what shafted them, what made them, what created them, was mashlim them. Hachanami teirosam hu tikun havayosam. The Torah is also nichlal teirosam, their dinim that emanate from their existence are a chelik of their very existence, and that's tikun havayosam lekach kishem shemagdim bebriya chayav va'ifus achanami beteirosam. Just like your magdim in the bria chayav va'ifus is also magdim teirosam. The ein haTorah ela gmar tikuna. I would understand what the Maral is saying as follows. It's not stam. When we say seif ma'aseh machshava tchila, so avada is true that the intention was there. So if you're mekayim it, so that was thought of first. The seif ma'aseh machshava tchila goes beyond that. The yesod of seif ma'aseh machshava tchila, it touches up the very existence, the nature and tachlis of the existence of the world. That means the world was created. The entire bria because of the machshava tchila. It's poshut be'etzim. Because of the machshava tchila that there should be an Adam in the world, the Eibishter created the entire world to serve that purpose. It's all to be a means for that kiyum. In other words, the machshava was tchila that there should be a person who should be nis'ale and be shaylet on the bria and be maila the darg of the bria. To that end, the Eibishter created a bria. That should be the vehicle, that should be the emtsoy dechetimtsa, how the person can grow. How the person can grow. Then, after he created all the wherewithal for the mensch to be able to grow, so he put the mensch here and said, here, now you can do it. That's Saif Masav and Machshava Tchila. It reflects on the entire Bria, that the entire Bria is the means, the vehicle, with which the Machshava Tchila can be niskayim with the Saif Masav. I think that's posh. That means that touches up the nature of the world. It's not be'etzem an end in itself. It's all the miyaseid bri'osoi. It's all just a hechatimtza with which to get to the tachlis. Ramela, that's what the Maral says. In order to get to the tachlis of the Torah, tells you through Torah, through mitzvahs, you are mekadesh the world, you're mala the world, to its kedusha. The halachas of what, how to relate to the nivroyim in the world, what's metame, how much it's metame, when it's metame, what you can eat, what you can't eat. These are all reflective of the fact that this world is b'yisoidei here to serve as a vehicle for a person to be mekayim the tachlas abriya, to fulfill, to bring to the kiyum in the seif maisa of the machshava tchila. That's what the whole world is here for. Zok the maral and it's poshet now that the halachas. That's why it was created before the mensch, because it's all there for the mensch to be able to come and to use that to be nisala. Using that to be nisala, if that's the tachlis, there's halachas that govern how it's meant to be used. If you actually relate to the world as a hechetimtza for kedusha, if you relate to the world as an oifen with which to grow, there are halachas. There's ilchus tuma, there's ilchus macholas asuras. What the kedusha of the mensch, what elevates the kedusha of the mensch, what's metamtem and what's metame rachman ulitzlan the mensch. These are all the halachas. That's what Rashi says, Dr. Maral. Just like the bria was nivra kodem, so also the Torah of the bria is Dr. Maral. That's a chelik me'etzem havayosom. That is their very essence, and that's the nature of the bria that was set up for the adam to come at the end and in order to be the salah. That's lechayr the taich in this seif ma'isav machshav v'tchila, the oymek ha'taich. The oymek ha'taich. That means the most chashuv thing in the bria is the adam, and you find that even it reflects itself l'mashal in tuma, the tuma of a tuma of a nevela. There's such a thing as tumas nevela. Tuma of a adam is more chamer. So the nitziv in Parsha Shmini, the nitziv says amayr de ketaych is the hisalus, the maila of the adam over the behema is ruchnis de kazach. A koyach adibur, a koyach of bechira, koyach to be nis'al in kedusha and ruchnis. So the nitziv, as you go up the hierarchy of the bria, the greater a person has a koyach of a chiyus, of a non-physical chiyus, the balance is it's less of a physical. It's less of a physical, and the physical is more adin, the physical is more edel, because it's not mushrash, this as a physical bria. So ruchni is nika bria bet. So that's what the k'moi kol chomer v'tzura shekol shetzurosei govoya mimasha lemata mimenu harei chomrei cholosh mimenu ucheshenifzad tzurosei. Once it loses its tzura, then the chomer b'yoyis, it's more adin, it's less of a kiyum in and of itself. So kishenifsa tzurasa gam hachaymer haylech lamas yoyser michaymer hapochels. It's more destroyed, and it's of less value than a chaymer hapochels. Kachu binyonei hanefesh nefesh v'dasa odom gavoya mi nefesh habehema v'kasher mashchis nafshay mi dasa odom harei nase garua mi behema umazik b'yoyser. A mensch who becomes ois mensch who's not misnai a mensch, he's not a balchai with seichel. The balchai is be'etzem a megushim de kibriya more. The mensch is a ruchni is de kibriya more nafshi. If you're mekalkal that nefesh, then you have nothing. Then it's mekalkal everything. That's because of the maila is that there. If there's such a maila of the adam, the void of that adam creates a bigger tumah. The heder of that kedusha creates a bigger tumah. That's the maila of an adam and how it relates to the rest of the bria. There's a Medrash Rabba here in Parshas Tazria. Hadohu dichsev ochor vekedem tzartani. Ochor vekedem. Before and after. Omar, bekedem means prior, much earlier, and ochor means in the end. Omar Abyeinesen. Im zocha adam, if a person is zeiche, neichel shnei elamas. A person is zeiche, two elamas. Hazeh vehabo. So ochor is what? Ochor is the end, is Olam Habo. And Kedem is, Mikedem is Olam Hazeh, is Olam Hazeh. That's the way the Mefarshei HaMedrash tights it up. Yom Rabbi Shmuel Bar Tanchum, right? Well, get a different tight. Ochor L'Kol HaMaisim V'Kodem L'Kol HaOinshim. It's Ochor L'Kol HaMaisim, but it's Kodem, it's more susceptible. The Oinshim, for not doing the Ratzon Hashem, are more Chomor. The tight of both of these Medrashim is like we said, the first medrash. It's interesting. Ochair v'kedem tzartani. Ochair is l'chayra, the later, the eventually the olam haba. Kedem is olam hazeh. So if you say you created for the person both, it should have said kedem v'ochair tzartani. First olam hazeh and then olam haba, because that's the seder hadvarim. The taich is it says dafka ochair v'kedem tzartani. The Iker is the Ochair, meaning that you are great last because you were the Machshava Tchila, because that is what the Tachlis HaBriya is. Mamela, the whole Briya is an Emtsoi, is just a Hechatimtsa for the Adam to be Nis'ala. That reflects on the Kiyum of what the Tachlis of Olam Hazeh is. Hence, if you're Mekayim, the end game, and you're Zeichet Olam Habo, then you used Olam Hazeh for what it was. You were Mekayim the Tachlis of Olam Hazeh, and that's the Taich that you're Neichel Olam Hazeh. You've used Olam Hazeh properly for what it's meant to be used. That's Ochar V'Kedem Tzartani. If you have the Ochar, then you relate it to the Kedem the way it's supposed to be related to, so then you have both worlds. But the whole Chashivas of the Zeh is only because of the Bo. That's Ochar V'Kedem Tzartani. Hence also, the second medrash that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Tanchum said, Ochar l'kol ha-maisim v'kodem l'ainshin. What does Ochar kol ha-maisim have to do with kodem l'ainshin? Ochar kol ha-maisim means the whole world was never for you. Seif masiv machshov v'tchila. If the whole world was never for you, that means you are more ruchni, you have a tafkit to be mis'ala from the whole bria. If you have a tafkit to be mis'ala, you're a chashever person. You have a chashever job. The person who has a chashever job and is not mekayim his chashever job, he's nenosh. His einish is more than some menial person who does some small thing wrong. It's the same as so. Just reflect on what the person's role and function is in the bria, and the godless to which a person is meant to grow. As a medrash tanchuma, Omar Odom said after Achashibor Hakadosh Baruch Hu kol behemis va'oifes va'shkotzim. Varamoshim says Adam had a time after you created everything. V'achar kach bara oisi says afterwards you created me. Zogin Chazal kach hatinoi kaze ad shel yotzam mimei imai. Just like you created me, zokt Adam after the behemoth oifish kotzim ramoshim. V'achar kach bara oisi kach hatinoi kaze ad shel yotzam mimei imai. Before it goes out and mei imai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzave oisai, the Eibishter is mitzave him. Ve'omer loy mize toichal u'mize loy toichal. This you should eat and this you shouldn't eat. Ve'ze lochem atomei ezze toichlu achezze loy toichlu. U'mi shehu mekabel olav b'me'imai kol ha-mitzvah shebeteira v'achar kach noilad, then he's noilad. L'kach siv isho kisazriya. That's why it says isho kisazriya after all the parshas of Tumma of Taira of Achila. So there's an interesting analogy, and it's also important to look at the Dikduk HaLoshon of this Medrash. Just like Adam was Nivra after the Behemoth Oifesh Gotzim and Rimosim, Kach Atinoik B'me'imai, before it's born, the Eibishter tells him, Mize Toichal, Mize Loi Toichal, Zelochem Atomei Yed, Ze Toichlu, Ache Ze Loi Toichlu. Okay, and then what does the Medrash say? Umishahu mekabel olav b'me'imai kol ha-mitzvah shebetayra, then he's achar kach noilad. So the Zera Baruch is already oimed on this lashon. First of all, what does it have to do with the fact that Adam was nimra achar? And second of all, moreover, there's an inconsistency in the etzem lashon of the Medrash. It says, what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tell him? Talks about machalas asuras. You're allowed to eat these animals. You're not allowed to eat these animals. These are metame. These are not metame. That's all it says. Not kol ha-Torah. So it should have said umishikibel olav, and that he's going this thing about achilas machalas asuras and tuma. Once he's mekabel that, so then he's born kisha kisazria. What does the medrash say? It comes in Achadish Baruch Hu's mitzvah. He says, "Mizet toichel, mizet leitoichel, zelochem atam, mizet toichlu, zel loisoichlu." Ubi yishu mekabel olav b'meimoi kol ha-mitzvah shebetorah. V'achar kach melech. How did you? There's a mav. You started out posach with a zet toichlu, v'zel leitoichlu, zelochem ator, zelochem atome. V'siyem b'kibel olav kol ha-mitzvah. It's interesting to deal in the Medrash. The Zera Baruch adds that there's another place where you also see a similar type idea. It's a Yalkut Shemayni in Parsha Shemini. And the Pasuk Zayis Hachaya, Zokta Yalkut Shemayni, Lasid Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maitzi Kruz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make an announcement. Kol mi she'osek b'teira yovoi v'yitol schorai. Everybody who is Isaac b'teira should come and be noitol schorai. Even the goyim are going to come and say, "Tein lanu scharenu, come and give us our schar." Sha'af onu asinu mitzvahs, come and give us our schar, because even we were mekayim mitzvahs. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kol mi shelo yochal b'sar chazir u'shkotzer u'moshim yovei v'yitol scharay. Only the one who comes and wasn't oichal shkotzer u'moshim, he could come netel scharay. And the goyim ate, and the goyim did eat shkotzer u'moshim v'chule. Again, the same idea. Started off, the goyim came and said, "We deserve a chelik." Why? Because teilanu scharenu shafanu asinu mitzvahs. We were kaim the mitzvahs. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes and starts talking about psar chazir and shkotzer u'moshim. They come and say, "Teilanu scharenu shafanu asinu mitzvahs." Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol mi shelo ochal b'sar chazir and shkotzer u'moshim, yovei v'yitol scharenu. It's called a mitzvah, not just a loy ochal. You see, they're both used over here. You have to know what it means. So the pshat here is, basically the Zera Baruch goes with such a mahalach. The pshat here is, firstly, what the tzushtel is to Adam, that we already touched up be'etzen. What's the significance of the fact that the Adam was nivra achrein, that the Adam is the seif ma'isa, which is b'machshava t'chila, meaning the Adam is the matara of the bria, meaning that everything in the Bria, from its etzem creation, is there ach v'rak to serve as aichetimta, as kelim for the mensch to be nisal and be mekayim the tachlas abriya. That's what it's for. That is how an adam who is interested in being mekayim his tachlas is meant to relate to the world. That's how you look at olam hazeh. The Yiddish way of looking at olam hazeh is like that. Is like that. Meaning, Olam Hazeh is not just there for the taking, to eat, drink, and be merry. Olam Hazeh is there, is meant to be used with the halachas governing Olam Hazeh, what you could eat and what you could not eat. It's not just the iser per se. It's reflective of the entire yisoid of what's the world there for. That's the taichin chazal. Since Odom was nivra achrein and everything is there for his tachlis, so the Eibishter is mazir the kid, the Uber, before it's born. Ezet toichlu vezel lo toichlu. Olam Hazeh is not one big mutterlach, mutterlach, mutterlach. There are things that you are allowed to eat. There's things that you're not allowed to eat. There are things that keep the adinus hanefesh in your mailin. There are things that are metame. That is the first thing. That is what the world is. The world is there for you to grow. You have to stay away from the things which are, in a ruchnias dika sense, counterproductive and counterproductive and detrimental to your growth. If you're not mekabel that, if you're not mekabel to relate to the world in such a fashion, so there cannot, it's not shayach bechlal a kabbalah of mitzvahs, because a kabbalah of mitzvahs means I'm here to do mitzvahs, and the whole world is there for that. Are you mekabel that the world has its halachas and it's not there for the taking or not? That's the taich. Omar Adam, achar shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha-behei m'sayif v'shkotan m'osav, achar kach bara oisi. What's learned up from there? That the mensch is the tachlis abri, and everything is just for the person to be nis'al nafshis. Kacha tina kezat shaloi madam yatsam imei imoi. Mitzavah oisei, the Eibush there's mitzavah v'aymer loi mizeh toichal u'mizeh loi toichal. Zelochem atomei, there's a way, this is how you're meant to relate to the world. If you're mekabel that, then memela your kabbalah of mitzvahs is a whole kabbalah of mitzvahs. Memela. Ha'im mishehu mikabel olav b'me'imai kol ha'mitzvah shebetayra, then he's not allowed. You have to start with, what's the world? What's your view of the world? How do you relate to the world? This is how I'm going to relate to the world. Memele you're mekabel all of the mitzvahs, but it starts with how do you relate to the world? The goyim come and the goyim say, we were also mekayim mitzvahs. So what does the Eibishter tell them? There's mekayim mitzvahs. It's not shayach to view the kiyum ha-mitzvahs as something which the person is nis'ala unless the person realizes who he is. He's a makiris mekayimai and what his shayach is and what his relationship to the world is. Someone's up to Eibishter. With all the things that you claim that you did, if you didn't act in accordance with the world being merely a hechatimtza for ruchnizdika growth, then the mitzvahs are nothing. So they come and say that we were mekayim afanu asinu mitzvahs. Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol mishalei ochal. Kol mishalei ochal. Who is the kiyum ha-mitzvahs called kiyum mitzvahs? Only mishalei ochal b'sar chazir shkotzim v'moshim. Then he can get schare. If not, so then you view the world as an end in itself and it's all there for the taking. So you rather did some good deeds. But that's not the other vehicle schare of kiyum ha-mitzvahs. That's the taich of that nekuda. Nimtzinu lemeidim. This is another point which comes up from that. That the tachlis of every mensch is, it gives us a certain view. Of the world. That means the way you relate to the world, if you are the seif maisa, which was a machshava tchila, so everything that preceded you was all to that end. To be able to, with the seif maisa, to be mekayim that machshava tchila. It's all there as a means, as a hechatimtza. As an emtsoi to be mekayim the tachlis abriya, and every yid has a koyach to be nisala to that extent, like we've mentioned a number of times. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen writes in Tzidkas HaTzadik Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, Kishem shetzorich adam lahamin b'Hashem Yizbarach, kach tzorich achar kach lahamin ba'atzmai. Just like a person is maimin in the Eibishter, he has to be maimin ba'atzmai. Rots aloymar zok to Reb Tzadok meiradikat diburim. He has to believe and not realize that the Eibishter has an esek. He's not a pail bottle like a chayas asoda. You are the tachlis. You have to realize that. And as the tachlis, you're like a ben yochet in Eibishter. That's the tachlis. And a person could do that. A person has to realize, if you realize how chaviv it is to the Rabbeinu Shalom, if you realize how chaviv your nefesh is to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that will give you the kayach to do it. I'll finish here with a Meir Dikei Chidush Harim. The Medrash Rabba says like this, Dover Acher, another Medrash in this week's Parsha, Dover Acher, Isha Ki Sazria, Hadohu Dichsiv, Eso De'il Meirochaik, Ulepoli Eten Tzedek. This is our Gerson, the Gerson of most of the Mefarshim and the Medrash. Is as follows. Amar Rav Nosson says, Mishabchim anu, we are Mishabeach l'shmoy shel Avraham Avinu. We are Mishabeach Avraham Avinu. Ois hu, it describes Avraham Avinu, oisoy shebo meirochayk. We're Mishabeach Avraham Avinu who came meirochayk. Ha'hod ha'dohu dechsiv. That's what it says. Vayisa Avram es eino vayaris hamokayim meirochayk. So the Medrash is telling on this meirochayk. It's a particular shvacht Avram Avinu that he came and he came meirochayk. Vayaris, and it's based on this pasuk. Vayaris hamokayim meirochayk. What is this pasuk of vayaris hamokayim? Okay, the word meirochayk, he came from afar. Fine. But what is this vayaris hamokayim meirochayk? What's the particular connection of this pasuk? So the Chidush HaRim says as follows. It's in the Likutei HaRim it's brought. He starts out, he quotes, Ksiv, he says, Ksiv b'Zayir HaKadosh. The Zayir HaKadosh says, Shebiyayim Gimel, on the third day when Avraham Avinu was going to the Akedah, Ra es ha-mokoyim meruchok mimenu. He saw that it's far from him, that he's far from being able to be Mekayim, the Shlichus to which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent him. Zog the Chidush HaRim, V'hoyez en nisoyen otzum. It was a nisayon otzum for Avraham Avinu. Shehoylech lishchayt b'noyechidoy b'tzivoy Hashem Yizbarach. He's going to look. Imagine what Avram Avinu is doing. He's going to give up Bnei Yechidai merely because the Eibishter told him to do it. Shehoya Roy, for someone doing that, Lechayra, one would think, Hoya Roy, Lias Le Kirvas Hashem Be Yeser Seis. The Eibishter should have embraced it. He would have expected that the Eibishter would embrace it and facilitate it for him, since he was on such a darga that he was willing to do such a thing. V'hoya mokam lefakbek. And if he sees that it's miruchak, ro'as ha-mokam shehu miruchak mimenu, how distant it is and how difficult it is to get there. So there would be a mokam in his mind, lefakbek. Al-Khayr, the Eibishter should have embraced it and made it easy for me once I was nis'alat in his darga. And it's not raw, like the Zohar says, that it's meruchak mimeni, hayamokam lefakbek. K'may she'omer lo yasotin, could have entered his mind that maybe the Sotin's right. Shomati, the Sotin told him, hasela oyla v'lo yitzchak. There would have been a mokam, because otherwise, why isn't there Rabbeinu Shalom being mekarv me once I want to do this? And im calls, and despite that fact that the Rosh is a meruchak mimenu, nischazik lasais rotzen Hashem yizbarach, he was nischazik to do the rotzen of the Eibishter gam shehu meruchak, even if he's so distant. Zokt chdusharim veze ikker hanisoyin. That's the ikker hanisoyin lehalim oire yizbarach, that you should think that you're so far away and it's so removed and it's such an impossible task to do. And that Avram Avinu was nisgaber and did do it, zok techdusharim, poal bezel ledoire doires. Avram Avinu was poal ledoire doires. Shegam sheyiyu be'emes meruchokim. Even when Klal Yisrael will be in a matzav where they're meruchok, in kol ze yishoer pnimius ha'ava mashem yizbarach liyisrael, you'll still have the pnimius of Ava of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. Umemeila yiyeh gam b'lev Yisrael ken shapnimius yishoer b'avas Hashem rak muster. And you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to withstand even in a matzav of rochaik to elevate yourself and be nis'alit to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's bizchus di akeda. Zokher continues the chdushi harim. And that's the taich. V'zeh she'omar Hashem yizbarach l'Avram anoichi mogein loch. What does that mean? Sheyesh nekuda b'leiv kol Yisrael she'Hashem yizbarach u'mogein. The Eibishter, because b'schus of Avram Avinu in the Akeda, the Eibishter will protect that nekuda in the nefesh of the Yid, which gives him the koyach to be nis'ale, even from a matzav of richuk. Shelo ye'ovedu. U'mizehu, and from that's where it comes, this idea that Afa Yisrael, Afa Pishachotu Yisrael. That's what we make the bracha Mogen Avram. And after the gemar of the nisoyin, nosan shvachla kodesh baruch hu al harichuk shehoy eloi. The Rabbi Avram Avinu then gave it meirochayik. That's what it means. He gave him a shvei. He was mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not only for the ultimate akeda, but for the richuk, that he, the difficulty that he made it. She'oz hevin hakoy loma bo. Then he understood what the whole thing was for. And that's what the Medrash says, mishabchin lishmoi, and the pasuk vayar meirochayik, she'gam onu, b'chol hadoyrus noisnim shvach al zeh. I put my attention to how the koyach of Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter gave the koyach to be nis'ale meirochayk. Concludes the Chedushei Arim. V'yesh b'chol ish Yisrael inyan richuk v'kiruv. Every yid has a matzav when he feels meruchak and a matzav when he feels mekuruv. V'zeh, and on them the Eibishter, the Novi says, sholem sholem l'rochayk v'lakorev. That even the Rochek has that Nekuda Machmas, the Avram Avinu is being aimed in the Nisayin of the Akeda, that Nekuda, that even in the Matzav of Rochek, it can also be Nisala. V'zeh Mefarish HaMedrash. And now the Chusharim touches up that this is what this Medrash wanted to say about the Shvach of Avram Avinu. What's that got to do with Isha Kitzazriya? V'zeh Mefarish HaMedrash. Shehik Shaloi was shver to the Medrash. Maza nimshach tuma miladas ish Yisrael. Why is there tuma? L'chayra, the birth of a Yiddish kind is a positive ruchniyistik thing. Why is it accompanied with tuma? Val zetira, that was what bothering the Medrash. Right? It should be an ilui of ruchniyis. How does it come with tuma, which is a yirid in ruchniyis? Al zetira, it's on that the Medrash answered. that the Chefza of the Bria is, it's coming to teach you, Sheyeh Gam Richuk, even in a matzav of Richuk, it's a Toiva Gedoyla. Even in a matzav, a Toiva Gedoyla can come even from a matzav of Richuk and Fakert. If it does, that matzav of Richuk is a chelik that you have to appreciate the Richuk also because of the Toiva that comes from it. Shegam Richuk Shei Toiva Gedoyla V'chol Oved Hashem Lo Yikshelo, and therefore any Oved Hashem, it shouldn't be shver to him Asheroya Lefam Richuk Godel Ki Vaday Hu L'Toiva. If a per Lo Yikshelo Asheroya Lefam Richuk Godel Ki Vaday Hu L'Toiva. What's the Oimek HaHesver? That even if it's a Richuk, you ultimately understand that the Richuk was itself for your own good in order to have that Ilui, to have the Maila that comes from the Richuk. The Taichus Poshet, the way we learned. What's the whole Yesod? The Saif Masiv Machshava Tchila is the person is the Tachlas Abriyah. You're a Maimon in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created you to what end? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you are the Machshava Tchila. And the Seif Maisa, everything in the world that was created from day one of Maisa Bracious until the very end, till Adam, was all created for the purpose of the Kiyum of the Machshava Tchila. For the person. It's all meant for your growth. The Eibishter is Niskavin L'Toiva for you. Everything that you have in the interim, Al Korchach has to be L'Toiva. Because it's all for the Tachlis of your Toiva, so then it has to be L'Toiva. Ah, you don't understand that's L'Toiva? It's mirachai, but it's l'toiva even if it's mirachai. Become tumah, but from that tumah, a kid's born. From that tumah, a kid's born. Even from the matzav of richuk, it must be that the richuk itself is a chelik of that of the process which is meant l'toiva sa'adam for the person to react to it properly and to relate to it properly and to be nis'al in dargas of ruchnias until it's niskayim the tachlis of the bria. So Meridika Limud, in a way of looking at the world, that even it's this Yesod, that Ocher V'Kedem Tzartani, you have to be Nischazek in the Ocher to understand that the entire Bria is the Hechatimtza to be Mekayim the Machshav Tchila. The entire Bria is here as an Emtsoi for a person to be Nis'ala to Elam Haba, not to be in any way an end in itself. If a person realizes that and then relates to the world properly, that's why we have Macholas Asuras. These things indicate that it's a certain relationship to the world, how you're meant to be Mesiachas to the world. It's meant purely to help you grow to what's good for you. If you realize that, then a person can be Nis'ala and get to the Tachlis Abriyah. Get to the Tachlis Abriyah, to be miskarif to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And when doing that, every person has a koyach to do that, and have to realize, if we're firm in our belief, and we're mashrish this b'chush, that the entire Bria is nothing more than a echatimtza, to be zeicha in Olam Haba, and everything is necessary for the ultimate taiva, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is taiv, so all of the ra, all of the richuk is be'etzem your asid l'shabeach on the richuk, because that's all a chelik of what was necessary for the taiv. So it gives us the koyach and a way of looking at the world to be nischazek, and to be oived in a way that the avoida, our relationship to the world, and the avoida that day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, is a miksha achas of striving towards accomplishing the seif masa, which was the machshava tchilah.